7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important foundations of the Islamic system, especially the Islamic social system, is the institute of family. Islam has put great emphasis on family, and the certain criteria before even a family is organized. Obviously, a family is created by marriage. So obviously, steps that happen before marriage, during marriage, after marriage, and so on and so forth. Children, providing for the family, the upbringing of the family, all of these things have been answered, have been considered, have been spoken about by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And also some of these issues appear in the Noble Quran. For example, in the Glorious Quran, there are verses that speak about marriage, for example, who one should marry, who one should not marry, especially in a jurisprudential manner. Example, who is it allowed for one to get married to, who is it not allowed for one to get married to. But also there are certain other aspects that one can derive from the Glorious Quran regarding marriage, but that is a different discussion. But family, in a general sense, is something that is extremely important. It is the foundation of society. So therefore, if an Islamic society has to form or is desired to be formed, it is necessary that it begins from its roots, from its foundation, from its base, which is the family, which is the family structure. So Islam not only provides guidance for the individuals and individuals within the family, but also the family as an independent entity, so to speak, in what it should and what it should not do. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing a book that speaks about this particular issue. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Family, from the Islamic and Psychological Points of View. This book was authored by Muhammad Rida Salah Rifar, and it was translated by Brother Mehdi Azadi. This book was published by MIU Press, which is based in London. The first publication was in the year 2013. This book contains 6 chapters, beginning with the Islamic outlook on marriage and ends with the 6th chapter, which is the family system in Islam. So as we mentioned previously, that Islam as a religion focuses greatly on the family, but also in terms of the new sciences or the new researches that are done on family, on society, especially as the subject of humanities within academia has increased, one of the aspects that one would also like to look at, okay, is what are the psychological, emotional, societal, and many, many other impacts of family that can be, research, can be examined, can be seen, can be viewed, can be considered. So this book aims to do that, but obviously looking at it from only 2 angles. That is from the Islamic side and it is from the psychological side. So we will just read the preface to get a better understanding of what the book is, inshallah, in our next segment, where we're reading from the book itself. So the present work is a response to the widespread need for references and textbooks reflecting the Islamic viewpoint. in both the various disciplines of the humanities, in universities, and the specialist faculties of scientific and research centers. It is a committed answer to this need that can be used by these institutions to approach their common goals, and in addition to improve both the quality and quantity of educational references and avoid repeated work. To this end, Al-Mustafa International Research Institute, MIRI, or MIRI, in cooperation with the Research Institute of Hausa and University, that is RIHU, R-I-H-U, an organization for researching and composing university textbooks in the humanities, known as SAMT, S-A-M-T, submit their project to the academic and general readers community, as well as researchers. So this is basically the goal and the objective of the book that we have introduced to our dear listeners. Hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of the book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled Family, From the Islamic and Psychological Points of View. It was authored by Brother Muhammad Rida Salarifar and translated by Mehdi Azadi. Obviously, the book was originally in Persian and published by the MIU Press in London, firstly published in the year 2013. So we'll be reading from chapter 1, subsection number 3, which is titled Stages of Development in the Family. Psychologists have defined various developmental stages in social groups, ranging from their formation to their expiration. The family also passes through several stages during the passage of time, and every family can be said to be in one or another of these stages. The family is not a static social unit, but a process of constant change. The entity of individuals into the family or the exit from it causes changes within the family. If we consider change as normal in human life, we should understand that the family is very flexible, in constant fluctuations, or more or less in a state of imbalance. As with all living organisms, the family inclines towards its continued existence, and changes are sometimes made for its survival and to maintain a balance. In the development of the family, four stages are generally considered: the two-person unit of husband and wife, the family with small children, the family with school children or adolescent children, and the family with grown-up children. But there are sometimes up to 9 stages as follows. 1. The selection of a spouse and the engagement. Couples without children. Families with children under 30 months. Families with preschool children. 2, 2.5 to 6-year-olds. Families with school children, 6 to 13-year-olds. Families with adolescent children, 13 to 20-year-olds. Families with young children, which have separated from them. Middle-aged parents, family members in old age. Duval believes there are 8 developmental stages in the family, but the stage of selecting a spouse, although before marriage, should be considered important. Although a general model for the development of the family has been presented above, one should recognize that each family has its own benefits, coordinations, rhythm and experiences, or lack thereof, which should be taken into consideration in allowing for a general referential framework of family development. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from the teachings that Islam has presented regarding the family, and to more importantly implement it in our own families, with our spouses, with our children, with our elders, inshallah, in order for a society that is ready for the reappearance of the Imam to be formed. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Al-Fatihah.